watching Death Curse Society. Keep watching forever and ever and ever.
Again, folks, another Death Curse Society's Monday Maniacs. I'm Red Crank. I got Zigzag.
Colonel, you've lost some weight. What's going on down there?
Oh, my God. I didn't know you were going to go that way.
I didn't know he was going to go that way.
I didn't either. Until about 1 second before I said it.
The Colonel
is on assignment.
Yeah.
It's that time of year again, folks. Yeah, fuck, they already know. It's softball season for the daughter, and that's where he's at, so. It's baseball season, so he's the biggest fan of the team, and he's got to be there. He's the guy getting thrown out for getting too uppity, for yelling at the kids, at the umpire. Colonel's that guy.
This is true. This is very true. Folks, tonight we're going to do a recap of Days of the Dead Chicago. We just got back within the last... Literally, what, like less than 24 hours we all got home?
Yeah, just about 25 hours for me, I guess.
Yeah. So it was a whirlwind weekend.
Fuck, man.
That started with some crazy shit, and we'll get into it all.
It's like everything around the convention. The convention was fucking great, but everything around the convention fucking sucked for us this time out, man. Just
right.
Bad.
Right. Yeah. It was
man. Just everything. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just funny. It's almost getting comical of the bad streak of luck that we've been getting. I mean, in all of our lives around here on this side of the fucking universe. It sucks. It really sucks.
It was definitely a weekend of trial and error.
I mean, we were tested and pushed like never before, but in the end we prevailed. We did.
We did.
We rose above. But we'll break it all down here. But Jesus fucking hell, man. Exhausting sometimes.
Ziggy, how was your week?
Since I saw you 25 hours ago? Yeah. Well,
besides that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do anything?
It's just busy. It's like we are in full holiday mode for the greenhouse and everything. The sales start already. We're kind of opened unofficially. But Easter is this coming weekend, and I'll be grinding throughout for the next 2 weeks. So long days. But yeah, other than that, it's fine. It's good. I needed that break in Chicago. I just wished it was a little more relaxing, and it ended up being.
Yeah, this was not a relaxing weekend at all.
God.
Oh, man. FaZe, how about you? You back to normal up in Wisconsin yet?
Not really. I mean, I woke up with a weird headache, but it went away quickly.
It felt like it. I think he thought it was coming too.
I mean, I could do it to myself too. But no, yeah. I mean, pretty much. Just once the headache went away, everything just back to the usual routine. Especially with it being Monday, you know, here we are.
Yeah. Are we going to keep FaZe around for the whole thing this time? Or at least until Colonel gets
here? I'm okay with it.
Yeah, we can leave him in.
Well, hold on then. Let's.
There you go. Sit up in the big chair, buddy.
Sit up in the big chair.
The Colonel spot.
And then boom.
Yeah. Oh, there he goes. Yep. Just like Daddy's. Nope. I'm saying it smells like farts and whatever in that chair. I don't know. Probably shampoo.
That's not my problem.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I did just take a shower.
Well, you know.
Just all right. Yeah. Well, we got Dr. Smiley in here, Lorena, BK, Grizzly's in there, Gory Tiger. What's going on, Gory?
Hey.
Patricia's in the room, Aaron. Everyone's talking to themselves. Rick. There's Bronson. What's going on, Bronson? It's been a while, man. Hmm. Thanks for coming back and seeing us. There's Bill. And Nick. Nick was one of our contestants on the show. Where'd it go?
Oh, yeah, man.
There it is. I believe, yeah, Nick was one of our contestants, I'm pretty sure. Hey, had a great time on the show on Saturday night. Thanks for joining us, man. Glad you had a good time.
I don't know if he was the winner or not in any of those games. I don't recall. Like, to me, they're player one, player two, player three. You know what I mean?
I can't remember right now.
Fucking names. Are you kidding me?
There's Gina and, yeah, the gang's all gathering around. So do we want to start with – we all drove to this one.
Yeah.
Ziggy, you and FaZe got there Thursday night, correct?
There goes the comet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got there Thursday about 4 o'clock. Should I start with my dilemma?
Let's take the members real quick.
Take care of your members. Yeah, we got to do that. Yeah. We got shit to say, man, but it's good, you know.
Good point there, FaZe.
See, that's why he's the fucking producer.
Yep. Thanks to our members.
At the top of the list there. Yeah.
Right. Thanks to our members, folks, our final girls and guys, Chris, Lorena, BD, and Tyrone, our Crazy Ralphs, Dr. Smiley, Rick, and Raymond, and our camp counselors, 42nd Street Pete, Corey, Luke, Michigan Dave, Jimmy and Rachel, Stacy Lynn, Orlando, Patricia, Kristen, and JJ. Thank you, guys. Wrong button. There we go.
Loud. I guess we can give Frank a little bit of a pass as he just got out of the car after an 11-hour drive.
I've been home for a total of 3 hours, and I believe 20 minutes of that was spent shitting, and 20 minutes of that was spent napping. So I haven't even unloaded everything. I've just pulled out like a few things here and there. So if you want to become a member, check out deathcursesociety.com and go over to the membership page. Figure out what tier you would be interested in and sign right up. And then, of course, always thanks to our associate producer, C-Phase, who should be down in that little black corner, but it's okay.
He's fine.
Hold on. Boom. Okay. There he is. That's where he normally is. But with the Colonel out of the way, we'll move him up here.
He's chilling. By the way, your Angelo Mariano collection on sale now. If you're looking to get some of the cool artwork that we have on our walls behind us on our sets. The first one is out. It's Crank's original painting, Jenny, from Friday the 13th, Part 2. Right up there. So there it is. Oh, yes. And Sackhead Jason, the head, mom's head, the candles. It's beautiful. And you can have it on a print, on a cup, on a T-shirt.
On a pillow.
Anything you want. Blankets. We got it all. Please check it out. And, it's a great artist. And we are just stoked to be in the same club with him here. Great.
Right. That's right. All right. On to Thursday night, arriving at Days of the Dead.
Yes.
Ziggy, take it away.
I got there, and everyone's saying, like, well, I'm not going to get there till 7 or 8. And I was like, going, fuck. Kind of want to get ahead of the traffic. So I got there about 4. And I roll into the hotel, and I was like, yeah, I'm supposed to have a room under my name. Here's my ID. Here it is, sir. No problem. And then they're like, you know, $574, because we pay for them, and then we get reimbursed later. That's how it works.
Right.
And but I don't have my new DCS card yet because they never sent it. You know, so Crank's working on that for me. But I just tell them, hey, look. You're not working on it? I've been revoked.
Not anyway, yet.
I was just giving you some extra credit there. But, yeah, he's doing nothing. He's known about this for months. I'm sitting.
I just found out about it before I got there.
It's fine. But anyway, right. I didn't have any of my good cards with me. So I just went, okay, here's the big deal. They're all coming. They're going to be here in a couple hours. I'm going to go get something to eat. I'll be back. And then we'll pick it up. Okay. Because I was right there where you put the card in. The fucking thing was all set, confirmed 3 days, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Boom. So I take off. I go to Walmart. I get our, you know, snacks and pops and stuff like that. You know, a couple of toiletries I needed. And, you know, it's, I meet FaZe. FaZe gets there a little earlier, so he meets me at the Walmart. We head on over, and he's like, fuck it. I'll pay for it for now, and then I'll get the reimbursement. I was like, yeah, that's cool. We can chill. We got a few hours for the guys to get here. We can relax a little bit. So we go in there. I hand him the ID again. I was like, you remember me? She's like, no. And I was like, great. You know, so she goes, not seeing anything here. Now, this is where I should tell you, there's also a tattoo convention in the same area.
Right. Across the street, basically.
And for their rate, they don't get a Days of the Dead discount rate. It's about $100 more. So I'm told I can't have a room, pretty much. So, you know, I don't know what it is about Chicago, man. So I go back in there. I start going, all right, look, man, what's the problem? How come it was all fine and not 3 hours ago or 2 hours ago? Here we are now, and it's nothing there? What happened? You know, let's make something happen, okay? And then she's like, well, we need Bill. You know, Bill's our guy. Bill's the head dude. And
Days of the Dead.
I find him. Like, somehow I find him in the sea of humanity. And I go, hey, this they're asking for this and that. So he comes up. They tell him, you know, it's like she has to go back and talk to the manager. The manager refuses to come out. So she comes back out and says, well, we're completely sold out. I was like, yes, but how could that be when I had one confirmed here just a couple hours ago? And I just said, I'm just going to get the card. I'll be back 2 hours. And we got no room. So Bill goes, well, can you get them set up for tonight at least? She's like, yes, I can get them set up for tonight. Tomorrow we're going to have to figure something out. He's like, well, all right then. And then he's going, like, we got a half a mile up the road, another hotel, we can do something. I'm like, man, fuck that. We got all our gear and everything, and
yeah, this
is bullshit, you know? So we're okay Thursday night. We got our room. We just kind of went up and chilled. You know, the boys all show up. Not Colonel. Colonel came on Friday. And not Crank either. The boys did not show up. It was just me and FaZe.
Right.
Because Crank, I guess you can interject at this point, because my problems are finished at this point for the night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I
get into Illinois, and I send the team a message saying, "Hey, made it this far," and then I see the temperature gauge on my dashboard just start to creep up, and basically car was overheating, so I pulled over, let it cool off for a little bit.
So what you're saying is your car was saying, fuck
you! Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
I pull over basically at a gas station. You know, I happened to get lucky enough to where there was one nearby on, you know, miles and miles of nothing in between,
I know, dude.
And I stopped there for a little bit, just let it chill out, eat probably some of the worst gas station pizza I've ever had in my life. Excuse me. And then, you know, get a little antifreeze throw in there. I do notice it's leaking a little bit, but I'm thinking, well, let's see how much further down the road I can get. You know, because Springfield is only like, you know, a little bit away. If I can make it to Springfield, I should be fine. At least I'll be fine enough to where if I have to like crash for the night, there I can, which is basically what ended up happening. I ended up limping the car to Springfield, Illinois. It was right around 6 o'clock. I stop off at like a Firestone, see if they can look at it. And they're like, all our techs are gone. Of course they are. But if you leave it, we can have somebody look at it first thing in the morning. I was like, I can't leave it, but I will be back first thing in the morning. So I end up trying to fix it myself with some help of the Ogletrees, Jimmy and Rachel. They give me some recommendations through text messages and stuff. And yeah, those seem to help, but didn't quite work. Ended up finding out the next, ended up staying in Springfield, ended up finding out the next morning. Yeah, there's, remember the hose that got busted on the way back from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah. The big truck tire that slammed into the front of my car.
Ah, yes. So that hose, that one hose where any of the other hoses are fine to replace, probably millions in stock, but that one hose.
Mm-hmm. That yeah. one hose, yes. Impossible to find anywhere in the tri-state area.
Fuck.
And I even had them call, like check with Chicago part stores, you know?
Because yes, I was like,
I'm going to have one of my guys come down to pick me up anyway, so they might be able to bring the hose. And yeah, no.
Nope.
Nothing in Chicago. Nope, this is a special part that has to come straight from the factory. I'm like, of course it does. Of fucking course it does. So leave my car there with them. They order the part. I'm just sitting in the Firestone, you know, waiting area for a while. Like, I've got Ziggy on his way to come get me. I know I've got like three hours
one way.
Yeah. I know I've got 3 hours to kill waiting for him. So I walk down to a little place called Lulu's Diner, which is about 5 blocks away, to get some breakfast. On the way there, I happened to pass the home of Abraham Lincoln, which was kind of cool. So
4 score and 7 minutes ago, Crank had an omelet.
Pretty much. Yes. Yeah. 87 minutes ago? Well, no, it was more like just 7 minutes ago by the time I came back. But it was a tasty omelet. Thank you, Lulu's Diner. And thanks to the guy that was in Firestone that recommended it. So get back. It's still an hour or so before Ziggy is due to show up. I took a nap in Firestone. I'll be honest. I just pushed 3 chairs together in the waiting room. Crashed out. I'm sure the staff was just like, oh, great, you know, looking like a homeless guy over there in the corner.
Fucker out here stinking up our lobby. Damn it. Go poke him with a broom or something.
Yeah. But I dozed off for a little bit, had my alarm set for when I assumed you would get there. I knew you were coming. And then I go out. I'm waiting on the street for you so I can guide you to where we need to park, because all the game show gear is in my vehicle. Yes. Which is the beast, you know? So that was the tricky part. So we had to have somebody come get me so we could transfer all the gear and then go back up. Ziggy calls me frantic, pissed off and frantic.
What the fuck?
Where is this place? This address led me to an alley.
Been a security guard going, get the fuck out of here. You can't stay here. You know, I mean, I was just going, bro, I'm my guys. This is what I was told. I was like, yeah, my buddy's here somewhere. I got to pick him up. He's like, oh, is your friend the one that won the lottery? I was fascinated by this question, you know, but
I heard this.
No. He car broke down. He's like, oh no, man, you got to go across the street and park over there. Like, okay. So then we figured out that it was a south, whatever street that was, and a north, whatever street that was. Kind of like here in Michigan, Cherry Hill does the same thing. And Wayne Road, there's like
it's everywhere.
Same fucking numbers on the same fucking street about 5 miles apart. It's really, really fucked up.
Yeah. So
we found him.
He basically goes up and down 6th Street and 5th Street about 5 or 6 times.
No, 3, because the third time I cut it 1 street shy of where the fuck he was. But I was like, God damn it, what the fuck? It can't be this far. I was 1 short.
Yep. And finally finds me. We load up all the gear. I tell the guy at Firestone, Brandon, tell the guy at Firestone to just, you know, fix it up, leave it parked outside. I got a spare key. Everything's cool. Or he hides the key. Everything's cool. And yeah, so we take off to Chicago. Now we get there, and I have a room, but Ziggy does not now.
Okay, so now I'll pick it up again.
And mm-hmm. Colonel is now also in the building.
He's here.
Yes, yeah. I met up with Colonel around 2 hours before you guys got back.
Right.
I stayed in Chicago while you went to get him in Springfield.
Yeah, FaZe just stuck around. He got to stay in the room till noon anyway, and then he had a couple
and I
hours.
Carried your luggage and my luggage down to my car.
Right, we had to go
chilled out in my car until Colonel came by and fucking...
You know, we probably could have just went to our booth and stuck it there too, you know, but it's all right.
Yeah, we didn't really have enough there yet.
We didn't have even a skirt on the fucking table at that point, so...
No, that's true. So, yeah, that wouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
So we get back, and I just decided, let's just, you know, try to go right for it again. I give him my ID, and he's like, I don't have anything here. So I was like, listen, I had the same reservation this guy had right next to me, Crank, you know. So what's up? I go, just tell me what happened. Obviously you can't help me, but tell me what happened. Just give me something satisfying I can just take with me and just walk away with. And he's just going, I don't know. You sold it to the goddamn tattoo convention. Go ahead and say it. He's like, well, let me go get my manager. She finally comes out.
And finally. She's like,
finally. She never came out the night before.
Right.
And she's like going, oh, you know, well, I'm sorry, sir. There's really nothing I can do. And I was like, yes, but you're telling me. She's like, well, Bill canceled your room himself. But this is the organizer of the guy who hired us. And I just went, oh, bip. Before you go any further.
No, we didn't.
What?
That's what we said. No, we didn't.
I was like, you should know. When I was talking to your employee last night while you were back there because you never came out, Bill was standing right next to me. So he did not do that. So you are a liar.
A lie detector determined that was a lie.
Bastards.
Think you peaked the audio system because you just... crashed everything audio wise, at least on my end. Like it's
a lie.
I can barely hear you now.
All right. Well, I hear you.
FaZe, can you hear Ziggy?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you're talking calmly, yeah. But when you were screaming, you peaked it, and I lost like half of what you said there at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully everyone else got to hear it.
I don't know.
I'll sit a little further back if I'm going to get mad again. I just wanted to tell her because it's just one thing I detest is when, you know, they're looking you right in your fucking face and telling you bullshit. And when they don't know, you already know what the fuck happened, you know? And I said the same thing. You sold my room to the hotel for another $100. I get it. I understand. Not cool though.
No.
Very much a dickhead move.
No, very, very, but halfway expected in a way.
Once I didn't have a room waiting for me when I went back 2 hours, not even 2 hours later, I knew. I'm not dumb, man. You know, and he kind of said, hey, it's a good thing you got here. There's like a whole thing with this tattoo convention, and they're telling me that some of my block might not be available, you know. But we were good at that time, so I wasn't fucking worried about it. But man.
Yeah. Thanks to Bill.
Yes, Bill, everything we asked for, he was right there, and even in the he tried, man. He tried to wrestle us one out and get something going, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. It's not him. It's the hotel we were at. I almost feel like naming them, you know, but I won't. We don't need to. You can find out.
Oh, I will. It was the Crown Plaza Hotel O'Hare and Conference Center. I'll name them.
There you go. That hotel.
They have a lot of issues.
Just from me, yeah, you're a little uppity. It's kind of run down for the kind of you're treating it like a 5-star. We're at about a 3.5. So
that might be a stretch.
One little shampoo bottle.
No roller beds.
No
roller beds.
You know, I mean, they were looking at me like I was speaking Chinese. You know, I mean, I'm sure that manager was sick to death because I was up at that desk about 4 times, and it was honorable, reasonable request. I wasn't trying to be a Karen or a Ken or anything. I was just, you know.
They wouldn't even give extra blankets, would they?
No. Mm-mm. So the four of us slept in 2 beds all weekend.
Yeah.
That was fun. Lots of farts. Lots of twisting and rolling.
Snoring.
Those aren't pillows. I couldn't get it. But yeah, it was great. It was, we made it work. You know, I mean, to me, it was just like the old band days, those when we were kind of far from home and you got to sleep in the fucking car or the van.
Right.
We've all done it and shit, but
right.
It was unnecessary because this was part of the deal. You know what I mean? It was already taken care of. That's what was stupid about it. And then the fact that they lied to us like that, like we don't have a brain. It was just insulting.
There you go. There's the line. Where's your hand?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Grizzly. Yeah. So we're there Friday, finally.
Yeah.
And the event is already basically started, I think, by the time.
Oh, yeah.
We missed mentioning driving back through like a blizzard and the shit Chicago traffic at 4 o'clock on Friday.
I feel like these people have been punished enough just by so far what we've said. Why pile on? I mean, there's still more to go. That's what sucks.
Yeah, that was fun. So it took Ziggy 3 hours to drive to Springfield, and it took us about 4.5 to get back. So
I made fucking crank drive. I was burnt.
Yeah, you did, which kind of pissed me off because I still needed a nap. But that's all right. Yeah, go fuck yourself. Friday, you know, nothing, not a whole lot eventful on Friday, but we did get to get in line and just not necessarily a meet and greet kind of thing, but we did get a good photo op with Clive Barker right there, all four of us down there. Clive is getting pretty ill, folks.
He's a little old. Sickly, man. He's a little sickly too. So yeah. I mean,
well, he's had health issues for a long time.
But they tried and tried, but it was on Friday night when his people came out to us and said, "Hey, man, that interview."
Yeah.
But when we were in there getting this picture taken, he spoke because it was weird. They had him there for the solo ones, then they had the Hellraiser cast, then they had the Nightbreed guy there. So I mean. And they would go in there and do the shifts depending on what you paid for. You know, if you got all three of them, you'd get them all right there at once. But he spoke to someone and it was just like, he had no voice. So I totally understand why an interview would have been really, really bad.
It would have been rough. But those of you up at the Cherry Hill for Monster Mania, get your tickets and get your photo ops and get your meet and greets for that.
It's so. Still, hey, man, the greatness is there. You'll feel it. Believe me. Just, it was very cool being in the same room with all those people like that. And the great Clive Barker.
Yep. FaZe, you got anything to say about meeting Clive Barker? All right. Nope. All right. Well, good. Because look who's here, folks.
Yay! Yes. I made it. I'm a little bit late, but I made it.
Yeah, dude. No problem.
Thank goodness
we're on Friday. We're on Friday still.
Cool. Thank goodness for the mercy rule because our girls kick their ass and they're like, "All right, just call the game, go home."
Applause for the ass kicking, Craig. Yeah.
There you go. Wonderful. We were just talking about meeting Clive Barker. How'd you feel about that, there, Colonel?
Oh, dude, it was fucking awesome. Especially knowing this is it.
Yeah.
Last ride. It's like, well,
at least that's it for Chicago. You know, I mean.
Well,
probably.
Yeah. So
I mean, what, he's got like three appearances around the states through the summer. That's it. He's done.
Done. It's fucking done.
For those of you that are planning to attend one of those conventions, make sure to meet him because it's your last chance. So
it was a neat set too. They put the chains up, you know, and just kind of the ripped up old ass house attic looking shit. You know, the Uncle Frank room.
It was really fucking cool, man. So,
yeah. Well, what else do we need to talk about for Friday? I'm going to bring FaZe back in just for.
Yeah, fuck it. He can hang out with us tonight. He was there for the whole thing. He witnessed it all.
What else do we need to talk about for Friday?
The shit about my ride to Chicago.
Go ahead, man. Oh, sure. I'm going to go grab my stuff because I did buy a couple of things Friday.
Right.
While he's telling the story.
Tell us about your ride there, Colonel.
Well, it's more of a complaint. Overall, I have no fucking complaints, really, compared to those other two assholes.
I was going to say, I didn't even know you had any issues.
No, I had issues. For one, Indiana, get your shit together. Stop tearing down all your rest stops. There was literally two the entire time I drove through fucking Indiana. So, like I said, 4 hours of my fucking 5 hour drive. Two rest stops. Once as soon as I left Ohio in Indiana, and then right at Indiana before I got into Illinois. That was a long fucking hold, man, to get that piss out. But there's another thing I noticed. I know what Indiana loves the most and what they hate the most. I've seen billboards constantly. They fucking love fireworks and they hate abortions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open an office in Indiana where I'm going to use bottle rockets, tie them to the end of the fetus foot.
No.
What the hell is the matter with you anyway?
Oh, man.
What the fuck, Colonel?
Man, you don't put me on the bottom, bitch.
Well, let's talk about that in a minute.
Jesus Lord.
He's already heard that.
I think we just lost two subs with that comment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good Lord, man. So, yeah, I think we got your gist at least.
Yes.
So we got it.
Don't tell me what to do, Indiana. Fuck you. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. So.
Oh, Colonel, we just got a quote in from Planned Parenthood.
Fuck you! No, I think they might be on my side.
Yeah, they'd be on your side, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, that's innovative, sir. Like, I know.
Oh, jeez.
Good Lord.
Oh, like, God, I've been working on that joke since Friday because I had plenty of fucking time to think of it.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that's
it. Man, this weekend, what are you doing?
That's a new red line right there, folks. So. You know, there we go.
Crossed it.
What else happened Friday? Anything?
I just hung out with FaZe for like 6 fucking hours. Had a good time.
Yeah,
that was good.
We went through and saw some of our vendor friends. Ended up getting a bunch of stuff from them for the game show, which was nice. Our buddy Patrick over at Fantasy Realms.
Yeah. He always hooking us up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always hooking us up. He's a great guy. If you ever get a chance to watch him do one of his paintings, it's great.
Well, he asked us to get him next time, to actually give him a camera, and then we can edit it up, you know?
Right.
And I said, yeah, absolutely, man.
Yeah, we'll definitely be doing that.
He did that Vincent Price one in Atlanta. I was transfixed watching him do that shit.
Right. We stopped by our buddy Rick with 13X Studios, the selfie guy.
Dude, he had a good fucking weekend.
He sure fucking did.
He had somebody walk up on, I guess it was Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And bought like 80% of his stock.
Yeah.
Like, the hockey mask. Like that Lions one.
Friday the 13th mask. Like the 1 through 8s. All he had was his oddball mask left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Customs.
Yeah. But we got a few masks from him.
Yeah,
We got a couple of tumblers from our buddies at Twisted Dreams.
Twisted Dream.
I got this.
Yeah. I know the other one, Paraflex. Paraflex.
With two X's, by the way, which I wouldn't have known if I hadn't grabbed that business card.
Right. Those guys popped in and they donated
That's Nick.
Yeah. A Ouija board, man, and it's like a supernatural custom fucking Ouija board. That's a collector item because, man, it's so freaky. All that stuff with those guys in it or involved on it. Have you noticed how just everyone's grabbing that shit up? And like, this thing had a $75 price tag on it already. In a couple of more years, it's just going to keep going up.
Right.
It was in mint condition.
Yeah, it was in good shape.
That guy was elated today because he's like, my wife collects Ouija boards. I was like, well. Well, fucking A, perfect, man. Great.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks, Nick, at Paraflex. And good luck with your. I think this is your event, or you're involved with this at least. Yeah. Let me go solo for a minute.
Yes.
I didn't. There we go. Yeah. Spirits in the Spring.
Huge paranormal convention, Wisconsin haunted at a Wisconsin haunted school.
Yep.
Finally, nice. Something in Wisconsin.
Space.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Come to Wisconsin here now.
Yeah. So
finally.
So it's up there at the Broadhead Manor in Broadhead, Wisconsin.
Where's that from you, FaZe?
Broadhead, I would have to look it up. I don't know off the top of my head.
June 1st and 2nd. So if you guys are in the area, go up and check that out.
That's like the last couple weeks of my busy season. It'd be tough.
Yeah.
But it's not that far.
But I wanted to give them an additional shout out. Thanks to those guys.
And then, of course, Bell's Fancy Creations for the Reeds.
Yes. Fucking of course.
That guy, he grabbed that Freddy. He was like, really? I can have any one of those? It's like, yes.
Freddy's yours, baby. Oh, he's
that Freddy was sold 10 times before the show.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. We had to beat him off, get him. I mean, not like that, but I mean, just with sticks to get him back because they were wanting to buy that thing.
Right, it was like that for some. Don't want for you. Zach was like,
it was like a skip. Yeah. It was a ski lodge, man. We were going downhill all the way, like, you know, it was crazy.
Pinhead was popular too.
Yep, it was cross country.
It was quadruple fisting.
Oh my god!
No, but seriously, if you have any, you know, we could probably we'll work on something. We'll bring a few just for sale.
We've been talking about doing that anyway. But
I know, but yes, it's we've proven it. They want them.
We have to get more. We have to get more prepared with our backdrop and everything.
Well, we didn't have time.
This time was the test.
That's what I'm saying. We got in there. We had to go in there while the fucking con was going and build this thing and then wrestle it in behind where our booth was. And we just hung the banner on it, you know. And then, but like I said,
we hung the roofs.
Yeah. Well, I sent them a picture of that when they saw that.
Did you? All right, good. So, but yeah, the Reeds were big hits. Of course, thanks to Bill and Gina for those.
They went 1-2. 1-2-3.
Yep. And that was, then we had a couple of drinks and crashed on Friday, didn't we?
We could talk about the order we made and how we got kicked out of the bar.
Oh yeah.
We go to Caddyshack's inside the Crown Plaza O'Hare Hotel and Conference Center. Just making sure you guys heard where that was inside the Crown Plaza Hotel and Conference
Center. Oh yeah.
So
where was it?
Caddyshack's. We had great service there in November when we were there.
Yeah,
great time, and had a blast. But this time, a little bit different. For some reason, they kept the bar open, but food was done at 10 when the convention's done at 10.
Dumb.
And what were we informed?
We get our sustenance anywhere we please.
Anywhere you please and eat it right here. Eat it
right there. Remember this, folks.
We were told this by one of the managers. So
we ask for
Ziggy, of course, orders a pizza.
Yes.
But
you guys impressively order.
Colonel didn't want to wait an hour and a half for a pizza, which I didn't blame him because I was fucking hungry.
It did take a goddamn hour and a half, too.
It only took about 25 minutes for our food, but we ordered some Taco Bell.
Amazing.
Do you remember what you got, Colonel?
Mexican pizza and 2 bean burritos. And a large Pepsi.
Do you remember what you got, FaZe?
4 chicken burritos. I was fucking hungry.
Yeah, I got a steak quesadilla, a soft taco, and a BP 5-liter burrito, and a soda.
And I got...
We already established that. You don't need to use that drop.
Just fucked it up. I was still using it.
Total $75 for Taco Bell.
Well, normally that would have been like 35, 40 fucking max.
Max. Yeah.
Dude, Chicago's crazy with their price. Everything was, I mean, they think they're LA over there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everything's so expensive.
We settle in. We start chowing down. We're 2 or 3 drinks in.
Yeah, we were running up a nice tab in there too before that happened. Mm-hmm.
Here comes an extra off the set of Y5O running up to the table.
Oh my god.
Dude, he kind of reminded me of that guy in did you watch Master Chef? The dude's covered in the tattoos.
No.
Gordon Ramsay or the bald guy though, and I can't remember his name.
I know who you mean. Yeah.
I think I don't know.
Yeah, that guy.
It could have been his cousin or his brother for sure.
Kind of did look like him.
I don't know that. I don't know that show. But here this guy comes up. Just freaking out. No. You can't eat this here. You gotta take this outside. You can't eat this in here. This is a restaurant. You can't eat this. And just freaking out. So we're like, okay. Just
I go,
everybody calm
over
down.
Over there. She said, get what you want. He went, I don't care what she said. I'm the manager.
You know, I fucking run this place. I'll tell you what to do. Is basically how he said it. And I'm like, all right. So We all bagged up our food. A couple of them went outside and ate it.
I just fuck that. I was hungry. Fuck that.
I just pushed mine back into its bag and shoved it down, you know, and kept drinking. And wow. Then proceeded to watch for the next hour everyone around us get orders of food delivered, handing out sandwiches, throwing sub sandwiches across the room to their buddies.
Yep.
You know, and nada.
Dude didn't say shit.
Nada.
Don't forget the same people throwing the sub sandwiches brought in their own fucking drinks.
Yes.
Like, we were paying customers.
They're bringing in their own booze.
Crank was a paying customer. Faze was a paying customer. I was like, fuck that guy. At that point, I only had water. I was like, I ain't giving him a fucking dime.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck you. I'm drinking my water the rest of the night.
That was it for me.
I stopped ordering after that, too.
So, that's a good point, Joseph. Mexican pizza and two bean burritos and share the bed?
Yeah, dude.
Nope. I know the people commenting, like, point. Oh, diarrhea. You will never survive the apocalypse, and I will. I have an iron stomach. It didn't even give me gas.
Thank God.
I beg to differ.
No, it didn't give me gas that I'm aware of, but I know I had a massive shit the next day, but it wasn't diarrhea. So
if there was, I was already unconscious enough to where I didn't notice. So I didn't catch any flatulence, you know.
Anyway. Yeah. So we stay there. We continue drinking.
You did.
You were done. Colonel was done. I think me and FaZe were the only ones drinking. You know,
I might have got one.
Random people were coming by from the con, sitting with us for a little bit, and hanging out and going away. Hey, it's the Sarge.
Yeah. Oh,
he's joining us because Licks obviously didn't see me for like 3 freaking days. So
that's fine. That's fine.
Watch the descriptions there. That's all.
Look her father, man. She's only heard me just saying all this stuff. Next room for.
But at one point, I get up to go to the restroom or something, and I bump into Alejandro, who I found out his name, the manager, the man that runs the place.
You know,
and
I'm the manager.
Yeah, he's finishing off a beer, so I just walk up to him and I'm just like, "Oh, drinking on the job, huh, sir?" And he just kind of chuckles and. You know, finishes the beer and throws it away. And I was just like, look, let me ask you a question. Why did you come at us so damn hard about us eating it inside your restaurant when all these other assholes on this side of the restaurant have ordered food as well and are just chowing away? And he's like, he finally just goes, look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come at you so angrily, but it's been a long day. I have a feeling it's going to be a long weekend. Yes, it will be a long weekend. We found out later.
Little did he know.
Well, maybe not as long there as he thought it might be. But
hold that thought.
But he basically apologized, said, come back tomorrow. I'll buy you a shot. We'll have a good time. I was like, no big deal. Just, you know, all you had to do was, hey, which I would appreciate if you wouldn't eat me. Take it outside. And I heard it that time. I heard it that time.
Wow, that was a big one.
Yeah, we couldn't even hear what you were saying.
You know, all you had to do was ask us to take it outside and not be so, you know, on fire about it. He was like, "I understand that. That's my fault. I get it."
And then he said,
"You know, yeah, come back and have a shot with me tomorrow. It's on me.
It's back." Let's bring the whole crew in here. You guys are my guests tomorrow.
Nah, he didn't say that.
But he did say bring the crew, though.
Bring the crew.
He didn't say bring the crew, yeah.
Drinks are on the house. No, he never said
that. He never said drinks are on the house, but he said bring the crew tomorrow. And, you know, we'll do a shot, and all will be good. And he even said, if you want to eat, you can. You know, no big deal. I was like, I'm not even hungry.
I went outside with my pizza and ate it by myself on a fucking... a bar thing out there. There was just those, you know, that upper part.
Yeah.
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 Me and FaZe are bullshitting.
Yeah.
I didn't eat alone.
I was watching rugby or something on, you know, they always have the TVs on some weird sports, like European sports always for some reason. Soccer. It was rugby.
That's true.
Surprised they didn't have the federated Russian lacrosse team or something on TV, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ah, in Russia. The football for you. Ah.
But that was basically it for Friday, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I did buy a couple of things Friday. Okay. Yeah. It's not much.
All right. Show off your stuff.
Boom. We got the good picture. There's the Clyde Barker up close.
Good picture for
on that camera.
Look at the chain. Poor FaZe got the chain right in the face.
You can't see it very well, man. Come on.
All right. Well, I got this because I had to.
Oh, we're showing off. I didn't know we were showing off goodies.
I just got a couple of things. That's why I'm doing it.
So who signed that?
Nancy Loomis played Sandy. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
But it's her script with the notes on it. I'll be honest. It's not as nice as the Friday the 13th Part 2 one. I mean, it's got the little clips on the back and stuff. But the price was right. And it came with the autograph. And I love the fucking fog. So it's going right into my shrine. And yep. I'm delighted to have it.
I'll say this. For back in the day, that's how scripts were sent out.
I totally understand.
Except single space, or single-sided, not double-sided.
I'm a fan of Ultraman. I've always loved Ultraman. I can't read what the fuck this says, but the guy assured me this is like the bio, the makeup of what makes Iron Man Iron, or Ultraman. Fuck, Ultraman.
All right.
So he's like an alien, angel, cyborg, something or other. But, I mean, it's just a cool poster, and I'm a fan.
Any of our fans in Japan that want to help us translate
I could probably do it myself, you know, if I could just Google search it. It'll fucking come up.
That's true. That it?
That's it. That's all I got.
That was easy.
All right, well, I didn't know we were showing anything off. I got Nancy Loomis's autograph as well.
Yes. We got pictures of that, too, but we're going to try to put some kind of a little... We just didn't have any time to shoot anything with all the turmoil we faced all weekend.
Hmm. So, Saturday?
Saturday.
We build the table.
We make the table.
Put the wreaths up. Put the cards out. Put the stickers out.
Moved all our stuff into the one room because we were denied ours, me and FaZe.
Right.
And lied to.
Yeah. Do we talk about the panel?
Cry Me a River.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Say it. Little violin.
Do this.
You know what? We can clear the air. I'm fine. This is our space. We could do that here if you want. I'm okay with that. We didn't do anything wrong.
No. A couple weeks ago, Bill from Days of the Dead reached out to us and asked if we would be interested in hosting the Hellraiser panel. And of course, I declined. No, of course I didn't. No. Fuck. Yes. Yes, we want to do that.
Yes. What
do we need to do? What do we need to do to make this happen?
We had some good questions too.
Yes, we did.
I will say up front, one of the first things I told him.
All of us said this.
Yes. Was look, we know Summer at the Dolls of Horror currently hosts your panels. If this is to step on her toes in any way, we don't want to do it. We've been saying this since November, basically.
Yeah.
Because he even asked us in November when we first met him, like, would you guys want to host any panels? And we said,
yes.
Yes, but.
Yes, but. Yes, but.
Yeah. But we don't want to step on any toes because we're not the kind of guys that are going to come in and bull rush over somebody else to take their spot.
We've just seen it.
That's not us.
We've seen
our style. Not our style.
Not our style.
And so he was like, let me talk to her. Let me see how it's going. And I'll get back to you. Well, we didn't hear back from him for a couple weeks. And so we asked him when we saw him this weekend. And he was like, let me talk to her. And we were like, wait.
First, yes, if we were ready. And of course, we were ready.
Right, always ready. We're professionals, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not really that big a deal. I mean, she
but ended- I. Yeah. But I was like, wait a minute, you haven't talked to her yet?
I know. I was just kind of like, oh.
That I felt.
Knew. That, I knew.
That was definitely an
Yeah, I knew.
So he came back to us, or we checked a couple hours later, and he was like, let me nudge her again. And I was like, at that point, I was already like, nope. Okay, just let her have it.
Yeah.
So we got another message from him later, and we were okay with letting her do it.
Yeah.
And that was
fine. Great.
No problem.
She killed it. She killed it. Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, that's, you know, that was one of the things we were really excited about this weekend possibly happening, but didn't happen, and that's fine.
That's right. Right.
But like I said, we're not there to bum rush anybody and knock them out of their spot.
We still had our thing to do. You know, we were there for the reason we were there. You know, yeah. Anything else is just gravy if we get a chance to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and then Saturday night rolls around and
the hold on. Because earlier in the afternoon, we you know, we always go find the sound guy at these events just so we go like, hey, what's up? And you got this. This is what we need. You got this. And, of course, there's no screen. There's no projector. So we're like, fuck. You know, but there was. There is. It was all there.
Yes. Yeah. By the time we're like, not again.
No, they were like, he assured us, don't worry. The sound guy will have whatever you need when it comes time. Don't worry.
Right.
And they did. It was all there. We got it done.
But yeah, that was the heart monitor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like every little thing was just like, like, you know, another gray hair popped out with some of these things, man.
Right. But then we get set up right after the costume contest. Costume contest ran a little long.
It's all right.
As it usually does.
Incredible, though. Some of these people are. Chicago brings the cosplay, dude.
They've got some great
costumes. Game of Thrones Bowser.
What the fuck?
Yeah, probably one of the best cosplays I've ever seen at any fucking con.
It was a full size Bowser, but he was sitting on the Game of Thrones throne, and it was
dead Mario, Princess Peach, Luigi, Yoshi. It was fucking awesome.
Mwah.
Spear with heads on it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Fully loaded.
I mean, but there was a Jack Torrance with Rose the Hat there. I thought that was a good runner too, and shit, man. But Bowser, there was just too much detail on that thing. There was no way. Yeah.
We get set up for the show. We only get started, what was it, 4 minutes late?
Is that all it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that right, Colonel? Yep. 4 minutes late after being delayed another 45 minutes for setup.
Yeah.
And a lot of you guys got to watch it because we were able to actually broadcast this one live, and we were able to use our new camera, which I think.
Yeah, we're going to grab a few more of those.
Fucking great.
We'll grab a few more of those.
It looked like it worked a hell of a lot better, so I'm happy about that for sure.
You can see the screen.
Yeah. Like,
that alone was a huge improvement.
Not incredibly clearly, but you could see it.
Yes.
We just got to find the right placement for that. I think a couple more cameras, we can get one for getting it right on that screen and getting it perfect.
I still think we could have probably been a little bit closer, or maybe even like a little bit more elevated with that camera.
Yep.
Like a different angle might have been a little bit more solid.
Caught that one glare, man. There was still one glare on the one side. But every time, guys, we're getting a little better. But at least that looked a hell of a lot better. You could see what was going on. You could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And I'll be honest, the audio system we had there wasn't great.
It was okay. I could hear my mic cutting out a lot, you know, when I was saying stuff.
Yeah. It was all the mics were a little scratchy at times.
And it had to catch up. Yeah, it seemed like they'd be like lose power or something.
Right. So but the game, a couple of hitches, I'll be honest.
Oh yeah, always is.
Always a hitch.
And the first game just was a little slow, I thought. It just each step of the way just took a little longer to get to the stuff. Even the game, the spins, it took forever.
Right.
This always feels like that's the first game the three times I've done this.
Yeah.
The first game's always, we hit our stride about halfway through it, and then it's smooth sailing.
Well, it seems like whenever that first killer shows up, it seems to.
That's where it takes off.
Yeah.
This was probably the most vulgar show we've hosted.
Yeah. There was some things.
I don't know.
I can't be held responsible for what the Colonel says, man, after hours.
Yeah, you can.
I didn't even say it was vulgar. It was clean. It was clean. I did not cuss.
Yeah, you did.
I was asked if there was a Mr. Mike Hunt in the audience. Mike Hunt. MikeHunt. I did not cuss. I did not curse. It went over fucking well, though. It's not like it went over like a blood balloon. It set the fucking tone, goddammit.
And then we saw the 10-year-old.
And I personally apologized to her parents when I saw them in the crowd. I was like, oh, I did not see her. Because there's everybody else, and she's sitting here in the chair.
Yeah.
I did scan the crowd. I was like, okay, let me try this. And
Yeah. Mostly because the colonel was up there saying stuff like this in front of a 10-year-old. And her parents were like,
I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say one more goddamn time.
When in actuality, they were cool with it. She's their worse at home.
And they ended up playing, you know. So
yeah, and they ended up playing. They won, didn't they?
The daughter was supposed to be on stage, and I saw the mom and dad up there because I was at the prize table. I was like, fuck. I didn't get to relay the message to everybody that needed to know to get the little girl on stage.
Yeah, because I didn't call anybody for that last game. Ziggy just started like, come on. Yeah,
so, who hasn't played yet?
That's all right. Like I said, she ended up on stage, and she also got a free Fantasy Realms Gremlins print. I was like, here you go, sir. I didn't get to play. I just kind of gave her.
She got a t-shirt too. To bring a whole family up. I was trying to get a couple from every section, you know. So.
Right. She got a t-shirt too, so.
Everybody had a good time with it. Except one fella.
Are we going to bring that up?
I can bring it up a little bit because this falls under the category of just, I'll keep it simple, man. You got to learn how to take a joke. That's all. I think when we go to our next stop, we're probably going to joke on Chicago a little bit because it's part of the fucking bit. You got to understand what this is and don't take it so fucking personal if you're fucking watching. And I know you are. So just relax, buddy. Because you're out of line. It's way over your head, dude. It's way over your head. And I'll leave it at that.
Just disclaimers at the beginning of the show. Every stop here on out.
We added disclaimers to the show because to say that the props and the masks and shit that show up in the game are only for entertainment purposes. We try to trip each other up by saying, I notice Colonel's not really paying attention to what I'm doing. I go, hey, Colonel, what is it? Which mask is that? You know, just you got to pull something out of your ass right on the spot. It keeps it fun for everybody. And everybody always delivers. They've always got one chambered up. Well, somebody thought that you actually get that prize. I know. It's pretty common sense that we don't have these priceless fucking artifacts from these iconic movies from the fucking 80s.
This is the actual axe that was used by Chris Higgins to bury in the skull of Jason in Friday the 13th Part 3. No, it wasn't.
I can't help it if our descriptions are so articulate and detailed that they sound real and kick ass, but Jesus Christ, man.
Like I said, just hearing out disclaimers and then be like, for maybe the first reminder, it's a fictitious prize just to give you a point value for the game.
That's it. And yes, we put that into the fucking rules now. I mean, I never thought we'd have to do something so silly, but once again,
the world we live in, man.
The world we live in, it takes all types. And I just hope that, you know, for everybody's sake in the world, please acquire a sense of humor and some common sense, and we'll be fine.
And okay. some of you shouldn't reproduce, but that's a different story.
Right.
Oh my God.
I'm one of them that shouldn't have. So.
Whole Damn Enchilada Pod wants to know, did this guy actually play the game? Yes.
He did. He played in Atlanta, and he won.
And he thought he should receive a machete that was used. Right. I can't even remember what machete it was.
Whatever. We pulled this out of our ass. And he sent me a 5-page thing talking about how we should do it and we shouldn't, you know, mislead people. It's like, dude, you're the only one on the planet that thinks this shit is real.
Well, let's be honest here. If these are real prizes,
yeah, we have them on display right there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, oh no, we got that locked up in a fucking bank, safe in a bank. We'll mail it to you. Like, no, what the fuck.
I don't know what the future holds. Maybe we'll get some kick-ass shit like that, but good God, man.
Well, we can't even take machetes to most of the cons.
Yeah.
Fucking styrofoam shit. Or
might be able to do that. Like,
I'll leave it at this. You know, I appreciate that guy playing, and he gets his free passes to the next Atlanta event. Right. We're probably going to be there, but I'm just going to say, you know, don't, you know what I mean? We saw what you said about our show and everything, so it's fine. Let's just go our separate ways. Thank you, and good night.
Yeah, I'll wait. Yeah. I'll wait for an apology if he has one.
Yeah. Right. I'm not gonna.
get good, son.
I can hold my breath, but right.
Oh, I'm not holding my breath, but.
No, I was getting told her show sucks.
Just
again.
Lighten the fuck up, man. That's all. That's all. Yeah. Get a sense of humor, some common sense. Everything will be fine.
Yeah. So, but yeah, game went great. You guys saw. It was a lot of fun. We had a mother-daughter that were airing grievances up on the table at one point.
Sending spins at each other.
Back and forth.
Oh, so good.
We had Bill, the convention organizer. He played, and he was
almost
another vendor named Amanda, who were going back and forth. it was hysterical.
Well, but it was so close.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Oh yeah, we had a game. If you saw, like, it was 10 points difference. Ten points. That's how close they were with that last hit, that last spin. I love this game.
So, but yeah, Colonel, you want to say anything about Curse Your Luck?
Dude, like I said, it was a lot of fucking fun. Three games were fucking fantastic. Like I said, the crowd was really into it, man. I like watching their reactions as I kind of walk the room, throw my little quips out when I can, and honestly, just kind of make sure no one's trying to snatch some shit. Especially, you know.
We were out here. Shit. We were taking our bets, too, man, and everybody bet the wrong horses this time. Nobody won any shirts that way. But we gave out a lot of the fantasy realms that way. That was cool. We were light. We were just like, here you go. Not even, you didn't have to earn it on most of them. It was cool though. I absolutely love the Days of the Dead crowd. They seem to, it's great. As soon as that first killer shows up, that is always the moment you know that it's just going to get so much fun from that point on. Uh oh, can't hear Crank.
Yeah, Crank went
mute. I said, but they get it. That's what I like about them.
You know? Yeah. You know, and we made jokes about Atlanta. Not all of Atlanta. It was pretty much that one guy. But, I mean, hey, you know, you're going to put a target on your back that big.
Right.
You're going to have to expect some fucking
right. So, Saturday, bar is closed. Yeah, restaurant is closed.
Restaurant's closed.
Everything's closed. We can't even after party where the after party's supposed to be. We find out the previous night, because of the previous night, 6 people got fired from the restaurant.
Yeah, dude.
I'm assuming also included our new buddy that runs the place, Alejandro.
I wanted my shot. God damn it.
Wait a minute. Did we go in there and eat Saturday afternoon, or was
it Saturday afternoon for lunch? And he wasn't in there. Our bartender was in there.
That's when we found out.
The assistant manager who told us we can eat in there was
she was still there.
Yeah, that also explains possibly why I didn't get what I really ordered. You know,
they recognized you from the night before. It's like, fuck this guy, make it medium rare hamburger.
Oh Jesus, medium rare. That was
it was good till you got to the center.
I'm telling you, it was very tasty, and I was digging it. And I took one bite, and I was like, "Wow, that's kind of pink," you know. And Frank's like, "That's still medium rare. You're good, man." I was like, "Yeah, all right." And I'm going my way around there.
It was medium there. Yeah. It was medium rare once you got further around, though.
He took one bite. I heard moo. It's like, all right, you might want to put that down.
Yeah, by the time I got to the middle of that fucking thing, it was still mooing.
My chicken sandwich is pretty fucking good. I'm glad I didn't get a burger, man. I was like,
you could still see the marks where the jockey was whipping it, for God's sake.
My salad was okay.
Cow races in Michigan? What the fuck are you talking about?
Caddyshack. Caddyshack. You know, so.
Right.
You never seen Caddyshack, Colonel?
I've seen Caddyshack. I don't remember that line.
Rodney Dangerfield.
But anyway, the place closed.
Right.
We ended up going to some other place and getting a snack and a couple of drinks, and then we ended up crashing kind of early on Saturday.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I was worn out, man, by after all that.
We got the adrenaline crash, dude. It was just like, whew.
Dude, they were showing like one of my favorite South Park episodes. I remember watching it. Like, the next thing I know, these guys are asleep and the TV's like, I'm like, what?
This motherfucker went out mid-conversation. I mean, it was Crank was talking straight to him. You know what I mean, Colonel? And Colonel?
Colonel?
He's like, is he gone? Back. Is he gone?
And then, I was like, is he gone?
You get the first gurgle over there. It's like, that's it. He's out.
I had to wait for you to stop snoring before I could fall asleep.
You were rolling over my side and I'll stop, man.
That's what happened. You rolled over and you were done.
Next time we're going to pour a shot of Sailor Jerry down your gullet, man, while you're like that.
Could have. You were like, anything to you.
Sunday, pretty simple day.
Yeah, it was early. You know,
we backpacked everything up.
Yeah.
I loaded most of the game show and my stuff into FaZe's car because then he was going to take me back to Springfield to get my car. But, so you guys took off kind of early that day, though.
Well, yeah, I had to, man.
I was up at 7 this morning and in a truck again for a 3-hour drive one way. It was wonderful.
I was up at 7 this morning getting kids ready and off to school. Yeah. Now, my fucking drive home, God damn, wasn't bad. It's just how long it took me to get back home. Like, it was an extra hour than it was for me to get there. Because it took me about an hour and a half to get out of Chicago by itself with all the traffic.
We hit some today. It was just like, I don't know what the fuck. I'm one of our freeways, and it was just every fucking lane except one lane got closed because this dipshit wrecked his car across four lanes.
Oh, jeez. You know?
See, that's what I don't get. That's what I was thinking. I've seen Chicago. Like, I don't want to see a wreck.
No.
I'm like, man, why, why is this traffic? It'd be at a standstill. We get moving, and then nothing there. Stop again. Stand still. Get moving. Stop again. Nothing. It's like,
what? That's just how it is. It doesn't have to be a wreck.
It added an extra hour and a half onto that ride home.
Right.
Just stay your lane and go to the speed limit or above. Like, drive appropriate speed to your lane. And everything's going to be fucking fine. We'll get moving.
But, Sunday was cool. Went around, said thanks and goodbye to everybody.
We kind of thanked the vendors that gave us stuff again. And, a few people that played. I mean, a lot of people that played Saturday were still there Sunday, and we pretty much talked to every contestant. We're just like, that was great.
So. Yeah, we saw a bunch of them, and everyone seemed to have had a good time, except for, like I said, that one guy. Or like Ziggy said, one guy.
One guy?
He wasn't even there. So, picked up a couple of posters and this T-shirt. So, one of the days.
I know, man. I swear to God, I'm going to get one of those at the next one. I walked by and I went back in the other way and I didn't go that way on the way out.
Yeah. I wanted to get one of the Hellraiser ones, but they were already sold out of my size by the time Sunday rolled around. So,
same thing happened in Atlanta.
And I don't remember who the artist was on these, but let me see. Where's the glare?
Right there. Stop. Oh, wow. Look at that, man.
Yeah.
I don't remember who that was either.
One goddamn fucked up horror picture.
I like the artwork on this one. And then it was a 2-for deal. You know me and 2-for deals. I can't pass them up. Part 2 right there. So.
Can't mess with that stuff, man.
Yeah. But that's about all I picked up at this one, man. I've got 2 posters and a shirt. And that's,
I will say,
I didn't get shit.
I was told, excuse me, by them themselves, Pinsploitation, that they were going to be in Chicago again.
Mm-hmm.
And I had $50 on the side for that Friday the 13th quilt, which I will be ordering online now because I must have it. Now it's becoming an obsession. You know, I was ready to get it and you weren't there. She's probably not watching, I'm sure, but.
No, not at all.
But, you know, I mean, yes, we had a successful weekend. Yes, right. Days of the Dead was great.
Yes. Yeah.
But anything extra that we planned to do was thrown to the wayside.
Everything.
Bits were thrown to the wayside. We got one bit recorded, but
not much.
We're not even sure how it's going to look.
Right. Well, he's done with it.
I did it the best I could, but I mean, and it's all right, you know.
So.
I mean, it's not great, but it's not our best, but it's something, you know. It works. It does work. It is what it's supposed to be.
the
it is about 20 seconds of that music though. So
you know,
we'll test it. We'll test if it's cool, we'll run it next week.
Yeah. We wanted to go see a movie over the weekend together because we hardly ever get to actually sit down in a fucking movie theater together and watch a movie.
Kick-ass theater right down the street from where we were, too.
Right. But walking. Only chance we had to do that was like Thursday night. And of course, two of us weren't there Thursday night. So,
yep. Ziggy and I got Denny's delivered to us Thursday night. That was
good. That was a highlight. That might be one of the highlights. That
might be the highlight.
That was good, dude. I enjoyed that.
No.
Con stuff.
No, you guys missed the highlight.
That you guys went to that Italian joint, right?
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
You know, but we didn't get hardly any bits recorded. We didn't record any of the panels because we were just too busy running around dealing with our own shit.
Yeah.
But we have some thoughts for what we're going to do next time. We know how we're going to handle some things. And
hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were, Dr. Smiley wants to know, what were you going to see, Late Night with the Devil or Immaculate? And Late Night with the Devil was the one that we were looking for.
It was either that or Ghostbusters, I think.
And it looks like Adam went and saw it, and he said it was pretty good. So.
Yeah, he enjoyed it. So I have two different reviews. So I wanted to see this movie beforehand. Now I really want to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Adam said it was pretty amazing. Surprisingly, on the way back to Springfield, I noticed that it's actually playing at my fucking theater. So,
I mean, I'm going to try to catch it like tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, I think I might go see. I'm going to go see something probably tomorrow. I don't know what yet, but I want to see them all. I want to see Late Night with the Devil. I want to see Immaculate. Of course, I want to see Ghostbusters. And I want to see that new Kristen Stewart film that's sort of horror somehow. Love Lies Bleeding. And yeah, they're all four playing right over there.
I played with the idea of seeing Immaculate today, but I had to go grocery shopping. And then
I
fell asleep after the kids went to school, and then I woke up at like quarter till fucking noon because I've got barely any sleep this week. I was like, fuck! So,
yeah. There we go. Dr. Smiley says Immaculate was good. Few points of complaint, but overall it was good. Erica, let's go. Call me tomorrow. Let's go see it. I want to see you, Mac. Right.
Radio there for one.
Woo! Woo! But yeah, we didn't get to do anything extra. I didn't get to go to any film location. I was in such a bad mood after the con and the car situation and everything. I was just like, I just want to go get my car and go home.
Yep.
I was like, I don't have the patience to go back to Chicago to find all these kick-ass, you know, filming locations and spend another day or two. So.
Yeah, Saturday I was, or Friday I was stressing because when we got back, like my car was kind of starting to steam a little bit.
Right.
I was like, what the fuck? But we came through a snowstorm. I think the snow was hitting like the radiator there, just the engine area, and making it steam.
No other issues.
Been fine. Made it home.
No leaks.
Nothing.
That's good. Nice. Oh, and by the way, again, I'm comparing apples to fucking oranges here. I just thought it was funny. Somebody stole two of my fucking tire caps.
The valve stem caps.
Yeah. Fucking Chicago. Another reason.
These two are fucking missing.
Only two of them, though.
Well,
you know. I looked at a couple other cars, but not. I didn't see any missing off any other cars either.
I just have a feeling some homeless guy's riding by on his bike. He's like, oh shit. Replaced them and took the fuck off. And I was like,
oh my God.
Again, apples to fucking oranges. It's not a fair comparison. I just thought it was funny as shit.
On the way out of town, though, since it was just FaZe and we actually do like have a decent palate when it comes to food.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, I don't have fucking. Look at me.
You've got good taste too, Colonel. But you were long gone.
Of course, I was long gone. I got truck stop fucking Arby's, and it tasted like shit.
Oh, you should have hung around for a few hours until we got paid.
I didn't get home with the kids till 9 o'clock Sunday night. If I did that, I'd be like, oh, it's midnight. Get your ass to bed.
Go to bed. Go to fucking bed.
They're not on spring break this weekend? This week?
No, mine is. Like 2 weeks ago or something. Next week?
Mm. Wow.
But yeah. So we look around. We Google for an Italian restaurant. There's one right down the street. called Carmine's.
I saw that.
Walked in, had a dress code.
I had to take the hat off.
No hats.
That's fantastic. No hat.
They were okay with my scarf, the jacket, everything else is fine. No hats. No, my unibrow's okay. You know, it's fine.
It is rude to eat with a hat on at the table.
So we walk in, we get this waiter, Sonny, right? Or no, Sal.
Sal. It was Sal from Ireland or something. I'm pretty sure he was just goofing us.
He said he was Irish. His name is actually O'Sally, and I kept calling him Sally the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. Like, Sally, get over here. But this guy was the best waiter I've had in the last 10, 15 years. He was funny. He was personable. He
was awesome. Was
paying attention. He was just good. So he had jokes. You know, he told us one joke about another table that I was listening to. How many Italians does it take to push a guy off a roof? Zero, because nobody saw anything.
That's right. I forgot how that went.
But yeah, I mean, he was just hysterical. And, you know, kudos to Carmine's and Sally out there.
It was good.
It was so good. Yeah. I had the baked ziti, you had the fettuccine, right? Alfredo?
Yep.
Yeah. Both really good. Not quite the Cincinnati place, I will say.
Oh, no, but that's on
Cincinnati place level. Still. Yeah. It's on a different level. Yeah.
Like, that food came quick, though. That was like, what, 15 minute wait?
It wasn't even that long, dude.
Yeah, that was short.
What fucking
that's a little weird.
Call me right now.
Yeah. But,
when it doesn't know I do this.
But yeah, it was a great weekend. So can't wait to get back on the road, but it's going to be a little while. Either June or July, I believe.
Yeah, or both.
All right. Yeah, or both. But we gotta wait for confirmation on one of them at least.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Well, the one I was told 100%. Right. We can already, July 5th, 6th, and 7th, Indianapolis, coming at you, baby. Bringing Kershaw luck,
man. So I was like, "Oh, it's during the summer. I can get up there a day early, and maybe we can go see Maxine." I ain't going nowhere on the 4th, dude. I want to celebrate the 4th, and I'll head up there. But look, I'm only 2 hours away this time.
That's a 5.
I'll probably be the first one up there.
Oh man, but yeah, it was a great time. Thanks to all the fine people of Chicago that we did meet.
Yeah,
you know,
cool people.
Just friendly. Like, even the big tough guys, the tough football guys are all like, hey, man.
There's Alex. What's up, Alex? Thanks for tuning in. He says, hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
I'll give Rick the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I wanted to go to that site.
Yep.
Yeah. Rick wants to know, Colonel, any chance you're going to Scarefest in Kentucky?
Possibly. It's not going to be, if I do, it's not going to be the whole weekend.
What's the dates on that one?
Sometime in October. I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Like middle of the month, 13th through the 15th, something like that.
That's kind of like 2 weeks after we were out of New Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
And maybe a week before or after something else too. But we'll see.
We'll see.
They announced another fucking guest. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
I sure did.
It sounds like a Texas 2 reunion coming together.
I sure did, Bob.
Yes, sir. Oh, Bob.
Oh, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't.
Ryan Williams.
I can't wait to get back to New Mexico. That's going to be a blast. And well, hell, maybe might get to stop through New Mexico on the way to our June one, if we get it, for sure.
Oh, I guess you'd be kind of right going.
I can't make that full drive in one shot.
New Mexico, they want their crank.
New Mexico, I can stop by. Maybe we can get a good group dinner again.
New Mexico is crank as fuck.
Spit on him again.
Yep.
I would say you guys should just fly into New Mexico, and then I'll pick you up, but I won't have any room in the car.
Right.
So
you don't have room in the car now.
Yeah.
Davies could probably lay down on top of like the grid.
If we add one more piece of fucking gear on this thing, it's
gonna we almost have to get one more piece of gear now, just to be on the safe side.
I know. And plus, we could dial it in how we'd like to dial it in. You know what I mean?
Right.
That way, get enough power. That one was pretty chintzy. Right screen.
Alex wants to know, hey, did Peter get back to you guys about Connecticut Horror Fest? We talked to Peter a couple weeks ago about that, and I got to reach out to that guy soon and chat with him. So I've been swamped. Haven't had a chance to. I got to reach out to that other guy that Patrick mentioned too.
Right. The build up to going to these things are – there's a lot going to it that has to be done.
Well, but we've also
everything else goes on hold at that point once we get into Days of the Dead mode.
We've also been working on that on the clothing line with Angelo too.
Yeah,
that took a while to get lined up and set up. The website takes some daily maintenance pretty much now, which I got to get back on tomorrow.
We're back.
We're back to regular schedule, folks.
Mm-hmm. Tarek says, time to wrap a windowless van, fellas. No.
I know, dude.
I wish we could afford a payment on it because it's close, honestly. It's not a bad idea.
I hear you, but we got to go get on one of those Mr. Beast things where it's like the last person to lift up their hand loses, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we can't afford a fucking
van. That's the only way we're getting a fucking van around here, man.
Right. I think the way I can load it into the car now is acceptable. And I could probably still squeeze in a couple of other things, but it's getting pretty ridiculous.
He can't bring a passenger at this point.
No. Now he has to bungee down the grid to his fucking hood of his, the roof of his car.
If I didn't have that grid, I could still bring a passenger, but that grid's got to come now. So. Unless we find another way to set up that grid, but
I was looking at it like I could saw it in half, and then we just
no.
But you'd have to like get a couple of these industrial clips. You know what I mean? Yeah, the four way braces. Yeah, it would be it'd add a lot of work to it to make it work.
I'm sure they
storage.
I'm sure they make them that way.
Also, or with a hinge on it, something with a hinge,
right?
On,
But we just haven't. I didn't find those, but may look for those. Maybe not immediately, but.
Gonna need side panels too, motherfucker.
I was just thinking, we got another one and we weld all the pieces together. That'd make a sweet ass fucking ramp, dude. I get on my fucking Huffy, get some speed up, jump a couple of vendor tables.
Dude, I will pay any amount I need to see that.
I'll crash on Bam Margera's table.
Bam's going to show up to watch that shit, and then he'll fucking try to do it too after you're done.
Right. Did you see where Bam went to a skate park after the con on Sunday in Chicago? Surprised a bunch of kids up there.
Oh, cool. Not, man.
So, saw a picture from Jack Daniel.
I'm pretty sure the dude's getting a bad rap pretty much all the way around now because he's really trying to. You know, just be normal, be a normal dude. Just
right.
Sure.
I don't think he showed up to the con until Saturday, like when we saw him walking in.
Well, we were there for the photo op thing, waiting for ours. And he just, Jack walked in and said, hey, man, Bam's not coming until tomorrow morning. So we're going to bump this till tomorrow. It's like, okay.
But
it's cool.
No, great weekend. Like I said, can't wait for the next one. And thanks to Bill and
Bill.
And everybody else.
I keep meaning to ask Bill. He's just, you know how these things, these guys that run these things, they never have a chance just to chit chat and bullshit, you know. But man, I want to ask the dude if he's like a musician or if he was just fucking around that one day when he was messing with Skid Row, you know?
He was on the road with Pantera for a little bit. I think he goes off and road techs for him.
That's what I'm saying. So. It sounds like more he's, you know, going to be one of them guys that sets the shit up and gets it dialed in, you know. Yeah. But. I don't know. I catch that vibe, that musician vibe off him. That's what I don't know.
Yeah.
Be fun to jam.
Yeah. Cool cat, though.
Yeah.
Eccentric, but cool cat.
Oh, he's our people. He's us. Yeah. We are us. He's him. He's him. We're us.
No. What else you got? Anything?
No, just don't stop and get road, you know, truck stop Arby's in Indiana, man.
Oh, I did slip them. Like, I had the same parking pass from, remember when I left to get crank, I paid to leave at that point. Mm-hmm. Well, I kept the, you know, I scanned it, so the thing went up. And when I left Sunday, the guy was there. So I said, yeah, man, I got that paid right here. So he's like, oh, yeah, let me see that. And he just went and he just pushed the button himself. So yeah. I paid $15 for the whole fucking weekend.
I paid nothing.
Yeah, we paid nothing. You only paid 15 because you left.
Just because I had to come and get you. Yeah. I wouldn't have had to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, it's supposed to be $25. I
bet you didn't keep a receipt for that either, did you?
Well, he took it.
Too bad. But
that's all right, though, because it would have been another 15 at that point if I did it that way.
I'm just saying. No.
I have the one that matters. I have the gas receipt. So.
All right.
That one's a little bigger.
No, no reimbursement with no receipt, bitch.
That's right.
you're gonna learn that pretty soon.
Fair. You know, but that one, yeah, it's all right.
Well, I think that's kind of wrap it up for tonight. Next week, folks, gonna be a double feature, baby. We're gonna do a review of Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire and Godzilla versus Godzilla X Kong, the new empire. So
what?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That looks so bad. And after seeing the last guy, excuse me.
Exactly. Tarek says, oh, excuse me, we need to talk about IRS. Excuse me, we need to talk about that one part. I'm trying to prove a point here, Tarek.
My sneeze button.
Help me out here.
After seeing that last Godzilla, there's no way this one's going to be able to touch it. And I didn't see the last Kong versus... Wait,
well, this isn't part of that series. We
reviewed it.
I did.
We reviewed Godzilla versus Kong.
Is it that same universe then? Yeah.
Yes.
They don't look the same.
No, they don't. I'm sure they had to do something to evolve them. You're right. It doesn't look the same. It doesn't look as good.
Dude, it looks like it's going to be a tag team wrestling match. It's the same
director and everything, so... I don't know.
What the fuck?
Well, I mean...
We saw Godzilla perfection with that minus one.
You want to strike it out then?
No. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Don't be a bitch.
I don't know if I'm going to be... Man, oh boy. When am I going to see
I'll say it's Easter weekend, man.
This is tough. I'm going to have to do one of them tomorrow for sure.
Yeah.
We can't all catch that late night with the devil and make that one of them?
I don't even know if it's even close to me, dude. Again, and then you're also, again, it's Easter weekend. Went upstairs. Like, I'm not going to have a lot of free time to watch the movie this weekend.
All right.
I play Easter Bunny.
That's going to be...
And then the ring on it. I got to do it all myself.
Personal run will be to the sea.
Let me check. I don't want to... I'll do this off air, though. I'm going to check how close it's playing to me.
See, Joseph says, I'm having a hard time wanting to see Godzilla movie after minus one.
Dude.
Cheese Fest.
That's what I'm saying.
Rick says, I have low expectations for the new Godzilla after minus one, but I got to go because Ricky wants to go. I get it.
Kid couldn't give a fuck about Godzilla.
Late Night with the Devil will be on Shudder in 2 weeks. Three-ish. April 19th? Hold on. Let me go to my calendar. Hey, where is it on the calendar? Hey, yeah, April 19th.
So. All right. I can wait that long.
I'm going to go see it in the theater. So
I'd rather see it in the theater because that kind of is more indicative of
Erica says, box office. Erica says, because of your whining, someone call a wambulance.
With some French cries. I don't know.
You don't understand. We are subjected to so many movies that we don't want to see, but we have to because the public wants to know.
And most of them start with a Blumhouse production.
I was watching a Blumhouse argument on a site somewhere, and it was just the pros for Blumhouse. I was just like, I got to get out of here. You guys are crazy, man. But again, there's all kinds of fans out there, and to some people, those are well done well-crafted movies. Some of them are okay. I think they're about 1 out of 20, personally. But
I give them 1 out of 10.
Yeah. But we'll keep going and hope they can break the mold and stop being so kind of rushed or cheap or whatever. Yeah,
you guys are killing me in the chat.
I know.
Tarek says, it's a public service. You watch the poop get pooped so we don't have to.
Pretty much.
And
it's all right. I mean,
I think Joseph and Erica teamed up on this one. Blumhouse, fire.
Fire.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, yeah. I mean, you know what? Someone has to do it. It's a dirty job. Someone has to do it.
Yeah. I don't mind doing it. I don't mind seeing a shitty movie from time to time.
I don't mind seeing a shitty movie all the fucking time.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, as long as they're not, they're always, seems lately, they're all kind of shitty. That's why I'm really looking forward to Late Night with the Devil. I love the concept.
Yeah. Christopher says Ghostbusters is a lot of fun. Go in with that mindset. Uh-oh.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I can dig that, man. I really like the last one, so.
Cool. All right. Double feature review next week. The week after, April 8th, we did have something pretty special lined up, but we're going to reboot and come up with something else. I think we know what we're going to do, but I'm going to wait until later to confirm.
That's fine.
I think it's going to be April Fool's Day, the next show.
Yeah, but yeah. We already talked about that.
Did you?
Double feature.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But the 8th.
Go smoke some more. There we go.
What way to produce, FaZe? You don't even know what we're talking about.
But no. So let's wrap it up. Ziggy, send them out.
Wow. I mean, the cool thing, driving home, I did stop in like West Michigan and I hit a dispensary out there. I set a new record for oil. I got a 99.6 THC count here, man. That is the highest shit I've ever seen, and it's pretty fucking damn good. Yeah, man. Days of the Dead was fucking awesome. Like I said, the Curse Your Luck fixed everything. When we did that, we were at home. The game went great. Everybody that was there loved it, and I felt fucking completely satisfied with it when we walked out. Slept great after it. This is awesome. We got some good stuff coming at you. We are flipping the schedule up a little bit, but it's all for the good. You're not going to want to miss. Should we tell them, man? We kind of did already. We said we were going to do this at some point, but it's coming sooner than I wanted it to. And I'm going to have to watch a movie that I fucking detest.
Well, let's.
I'll save it.
Sure. Save it for next week to announce it.
Ugh. But if you know, you know. We'll just leave it at that.
But we don't.
I love you guys, and we got more great stuff coming at you that I can't talk about, of course, but it'll be worth it. Just stick with us. You have so far. Why leave now? This is where the blood comes. Colonel, go ahead, baby.
Again, Zag with his endless vague plugs for future shit. Every week. We
always.
What he's plugging, you guys are going. I think you guys are really going to fucking dig. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm glad I was able to actually make it. Big shout out to Bill and the rest of the crew at Days of the Dead. They run a fine fucking convention. Thanks for having our fucking lame asses there. I shouldn't plug us that way. It's like I said, all is fucking chaos. But damn it, when we had to bring it together, we did. We had a very successful and great Curse Your Luck edition. And I might have a new sign-off if you guys stuck around for the end of that. I'm going to change it up a little bit.
Oh, no.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to join us again, motherfuckers! Because I don't know when I'll be back. So
that's true. Yep.
For the next fucking months. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Colonel may not even have to bother watching either of those two movies next week. So. It may just be us.
I was sitting there going, Zoe, look off the ground. What the hell are you doing? Get away from the bleachers. Good job, girls. Let's go.
Guys, one more time. Want to thank our members. Once I get up to that section of the site here. Bye, FaZe. Thanks to our final girls and guys, Chris, Lorena, BD, and Tyrone.
Hour, Crazy Ralph's, Dr. Smiley, Rick and Raymond, our camp counselors, 42nd Street Pete, Corey, Luke, Michigan Dave, Jimmy and Rachel, Stacy Lynn, Orlando, Patricia, Kristen, and JJ. Thank you, guys. And as always, you can become a member. You can become a member at deathcursesociety.com. Check out the membership page and choose one of the three tiers that we have available. And, of course, thanks to our associate producer, C-Faze. Anything to say before we bail out of here, Faze? You've been with us all night. You haven't hardly said shit.
Right.
That's true. I don't know. You guys pretty much.
Yep. No, no. All right. I'll let him do a sign off.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a fun convention, you know, for the most part. I mean, I'm just glad Curse Your Luck went well, that, you know, nothing went wrong there. Just, I'm thankful for that. You know, that weekend is a success for that alone.
Right. Hey, when it was go time, dude, the team fucking showed up, man.
Oh, of course.
The team showed up to play.
As we do.
Always. That show gets done.
Yep. Remember, folks, next week, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Two reviews for the price of, well, one, I guess.
Not for them. Mm-hmm. Two reviews for the price of two.
We might have to pay them to show up next week. Fuck.
I think they'll want to see what, you know, Ghostbusters,
especially at least. Especially if they're bad. I've heard different things about Ghostbusters, but I'll go in with an open mind. Yeah. I've heard one guy loved it, and I know one guy that he was like, man, what the fuck?
That's every movie, though.
Yeah.
That
says it. Late Night with the Devil. I heard the same thing. Oh, I loved it. And the guy's like, yeah, just wait till it's Shudder, man. So, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll find out next week, and so will you. Yes. We'll see you then, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and...
What did you say?